1 million rosaries on Pentecost. I'm here with the movie star Eduardo Verástegui, and he has a vision to get 1 million people coming together to pray to Our Lady, to seek the mercies of God, to ask for change in the world. Eduardo, how are you?
Hermano, hermano del alma. In Spanish, in English means brother of my soul. I'm very good, Taylor. Thank you so much for this interview and for this time. And thank you, brother. I'm doing good. I'm here in Mexico City alone, you know, locked down for the last 3 months.
Amazing.
And but very, very excited and very happy of all the things that are happening regarding the rosary that we are going to do this May 31st. And I'll share more details in the interview.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, we always begin with prayer. We begin with the Our Father, the Pater Noster. And you want to give the second half a shot?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's do it. Oremos.
Oremos.
Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Pater Noster, qui est in Caeli, sanctificetur nomen Tuum, adveniat regnum Tuum, fiat voluntas Tua, sicut in Caelo et in Terra.
Pane nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus et dimitte.
Debitoribus nostris.
Nostris. Et non nos inducas in tentationes, et libera nos a malo. Amen.
Nomine Patris.
Let me do the second part again.
You want me to do the first half again?
Okay. Can I do the first part then?
Yes, do it. Do it.
Nomine Patris, Filius Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Pater noster, qui es in Caeli, sanctificetur nomen Tuum, adveniat regnum Tuum, fiat voluntas Tua, sicut in Caelo et in Terra.
Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.
Amen.
Amen. You know, Eduardo, I'm kind of glad you had a little stumble there, because I stumble sometimes. I do this 3 or 4 times a week, and everybody and their friends have to say, oh, Marshall messed up that word. He didn't put the accent in the right spot.
You know, Taylor, this is crazy. I've been praying the rosary everyday life. And for some reason, when your life or when you are now knowing that people are seeing you, you become more aware.
Yes.
Of the words that you're saying, and then you messed up.
and not only that, I think it's the Holy Spirit humbling us.
Yes. You know, when you're alone, then you're relaxed.
No problem.
So, you know, Ave Maria, Gracia Plena, yeah. Dominus Tecta. But at the moment that you're alive for some reason, now you're aware.
Yep.
And anyway, so I shared, even in Spanish, sometimes I forget about Latin, in my own language, I messed up. I said, Eduardo, you pray, you know, the Hail Mary with our Father together. Really? Oh, sorry. anyway.
So yeah, my kids correct me sometimes, or I'll start off in the sorrowful mysteries, and somehow I'll end up in the glorious mysteries, and these things happen, you know? You know, it's funny, because you're a Spanish speaker, and the Ave Maria, for a few months, I was getting lazy. I don't know if it's because I'm a Texan or I know a little Spanish, but you know the word mulieribus in the Ave Maria? I didn't even know I was doing it. I was saying mulieribus. My L was dropping into to an H sound, and then people started making fun of me, so then I fixed it. So
that's good.
That's it.
No, I think for Spanish speaking, it's a little easier than Latin, just because you know, it's more like flat, you know.
Yep.
Ave Maria, Gracia Plena, Dominus Tecum, Benedicta. It's like very dry and flat, no?
Yep.
And but I think it's beautiful to pray. I always say that the one thing that the enemy can stand is holy water, prayer in Latin, and the desire of wanting to be a saint.
Amen.
Those three things together, he can stand, you know. And that's why I always say, have holy water next to your bed, you know, in your chapel. Always just, you know, use holy water every day.
Yep. Yeah, people sometimes, almost every day in the comments, people say, why do you pray in Latin, Marshall? Come on. And I did a video yesterday. It's not public yet. 8 reasons for Latin. And one of them is the devil hates it. But also it's universal. I mean, you're in Mexico, I'm in the United States. We could have someone from Taiwan. We could have someone from Sudan. We can all pray in the same tongue.
I love that.
It's amazing.
You know, one body, one language, you know. Mm-hmm. And I like the fact that actually the that language, it's used only to pray. It's almost like we communicate with ourselves, you know, in English or Spanish, but when we want to pray at a very high level to communicate with God, we use something even more special. I mean, that's really cool. But as you said, you may not speak Spanish. Someone doesn't speak Japanese. Someone doesn't speak whatever, but we can all be together as Catholics, Catholic universal, no, Católicas, as one body. And I think that's very, very powerful. And I, in my daily rosary life that I started on March 22nd, I always say, you know, we're praying Spanish right now, but I recommend you to start learning the rosary in Latin, and because it's powerful. I pray the rosary in Latin by myself when I'm alone, but and I just love it. You know, it's very powerful. I want to see that video that you said, the eight reasons.
Reasons for Latin. I'll send it to you.
Please, I want to see that. I want to share that.
I'm doing a series on the Latin Mass, every prayer, like breaking down the old Latin Mass. But before we do that, it's the question, why even do it in Latin? A lot of people ask that. Why is the priest saying the Roman canon in Latin? I can't understand that. I mean, part of the answer is he's not really talking to you, he's talking to God. But also, I mean, Latin is a dead language. It's not changing. You don't have to retranslate it every 40 years. There's a lot of reasons. It's good.
And it's a sacred language, too.
Exactly. It was on the cross. Three languages on the cross. Hebrew, Greek, Latin. Where Jesus died, three languages.
Yeah. So can you imagine the blood of Jesus right there?
Yes.
Like washing those three languages. So it's very profound. And that's amazing that you are sharing that knowledge with all your followers, because you can't love what you don't know, and everything starts with the formation. And if we don't have the knowledge, then we cannot react upon that. You know, so by sharing the knowledge and the wisdom to every Catholic, then the more we know, the more we're going to worship God in the right way. You know, the highest level.
Yep. You know, I think we're going to talk about the rosary today, folks, and I have learned so many things in the rosary that I've never learned from a professor or from a book. And I'm not saying that I'm like a visionary or a prophet or seer, but I think when you're praying the rosary and you actually focus in on the mysteries, I really do think that the Holy Ghost teaches you and gives you insights into mysteries and teaches you theology. This is why you can have, you know, a lady who, or a man who's never been to college but has profound insights into the spiritual life and into the life of Christ and into these mysteries, that they're infused and given through the rosary in a mystical way. I would even say in a charismatic way, that when we again, it's not just saying the prayers over and over. It's the mental prayer and the meditation upon the mysteries that teaches us. Have you had that experience, Eduardo, of learning?
Totally. I was doing an interview this morning here in Mexico City, and I was. It was a secular channel. It was like not a Catholic TV show or anything. And I said, you know what? When you pray the rosary, first of all, it's a very complete prayer, because you're participating with your hands, your body, right? You're touching the beads, but then you're using your voice. Right, then you're using your mind by meditating, you know, in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, and then your heart, you put your heart in the middle of the prayer, you know, because you want to put your heart in the middle, but then your soul, so the entire you, it's immersed. That's why it's very hard in the beginning, because especially for people like me who, you know, I have ADD, so I'm very distracted, so I'm trying to meditate, and then boom, I'm going somewhere else. It's, well, come back, you know. It's like a beautiful therapy as well, and a discipline to really to control your mind and yourself, and to focus and elevate everything to God. But something that I think is very powerful, which is what you just said, when you're praying like Ave Maria, Gratia Plena, Dominus Tecum, Benedicta tu Mulieribus, et Benedictus Fructus Ventris tui, Jesus, it's a rhythm. And that rhythm, after like 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 minutes, the brain rests. Yeah. And when the brain rests, through that rhythm, the brain opens, and everything else is like, you know, involved in that prayer. Of course, that's when the, you know, the fire of the Holy Spirit, you know, comes and cleans, you know, clean everything and purify everything and remove everything that is not from God, and gives you this amazing wisdom and knowledge, as you said, that you cannot find in any book. It's just right there, the school of love. It's right there, you know. And when you then, that's why it's very important to learn how to do it, because if you just pray the rosary, which is better than nothing, without knowing how to do it, then you're going to miss a lot of opportunities. And what I'm saying, especially when you are, I'm sure that you pray the rosary sometimes live, well, you have to be aware of many things. I have to be aware of the camera, that the internet doesn't shut down. So I have to see some comments, but then I have to pray and meditate. So it's a little harder, because you have to see many other things, that so people can receive the message. But when you are now on in a church or alone or with a prayer group, it's very important to really, okay, hold on, I'm going to use my hands. And then meditate on King David when he used 5 stones to kill Goliath. Right. So the 5 mysteries of the rosary, you know, the 5 stones is the prayer of the humble, is the prayer of everyone, you know. In Mexico, we say, es el arma de los pobres, it's the weapon of the poor, you know, because you can take everything away from me as long as you don't take my faith, my hope, and my love for God with my rosary and my love for Our Lady Guadalupe. I'm the wealthiest man in the world, you know. And but meditating on King David is very important, because he killed Goliath, not because he was very strong. And he used natural means, you know, the 5 stones and the weapon, la onda. How do you say it in English?
Slingshot, sling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And which has the same, you know,
right?
This kind of same thing, right? And he used natural means, just like we are using natural means, but he killed Goliath because he put his faith in God.
Yes.
And I think right now, the same thing, we have Goliaths in front of us, the pandemic and other kind of, you know, Goliaths that we are facing. Well, if we are use this weapon with the 5 stones and we put our faith in God, we can, you know, destroy all the Goliaths that we are facing.
That's right. That's right. So you kind of explained to me yesterday how this online rosary movement that you've been doing has exploded. It started off with a good size, but it's now snowballing, and hopefully in a few days, the Feast of Pentecost coming up here in just 2 days, you're going for 1 million rosaries. So tell us how this whole thing got started.
Well, you know, I was traveling a lot because of my work as a filmmaker, as an actor. I was finishing a movie called Sound of Freedom that will come out October, November in digital platforms. I would love to do another show just based on the importance of this film, which is a true story. It's the life of Tim Ballard. It's a Homeland Security. He used to be an agent at Homeland Security, but when he quit the government, true story, he put together a dream team of the best ex-Navy SEALs and ex-CIA agents and ex-FBI agents, and they travel around the world undercover rescuing children that are kidnapped for sexual exploitation.
Mm.
So these guys, they save many, many thousands of children. So we are telling the story of their first rescue mission that took place in Cartagena, Colombia, where they rescued many children there. And it was very hard rescue mission. It was very difficult, very dangerous, but very successful, because at the end, every kid were rescued, and they were singing while they were crying, celebrating freedom. And Tim Ballard said it was like this beautiful sound of freedom. He said, that's the title of the movie, and that's the story that we're producing. And it's with Jim Caviezel, who played Jesus Christ in the movie of The Passion of the Christ, and with Bill Camm, Mira Sorvino. It's a fantastic movie,
awesome.
And I hope this movie, we will raise awareness, and we will hopefully help in the liberation of millions of children that are kidnapped for sexual exploitation. And we should all together come to end this nightmare, right? Anyway, so I was traveling, finishing, you know, the strategy of the launching of this film, and then boom, Corona, COVID-19 came. And I was in Mexico City, and I didn't know what to do. Should I go with my parents to northern Mexico, Tamaulipas? No, what if he... I don't want to put them in risk. Okay, should I go with my sisters to the U.S.? No, well, you know, I don't want to put them in risk either. So what should I do? You know what? I'm gonna stay alone here in Mexico City. And I decided to stay alone. It was very hard the first 2 weeks, because I didn't know how big the whole thing was going to be. You're listening to one group, and then another group is telling you the opposite. Who should I listen? Who's right? Very hard for someone that is used to, to move a lot and to travel a lot. Next thing you know, I don't have wings anymore. I'm in my house, locked down. And I was like, I didn't know what to do. First 2 weeks only. Then what happened after was like, okay, hold on a second, calm down. You have a place where to stay. You have food. I have savings. I have credit card. I have clothes. I'm very blessed. Thanks be to God. Okay. But then what? What about the majority of the people in Mexico? I mean, all over the world, but focusing on Mexico because I'm here and I'm Mexican. I was thinking like, okay, what's going to happen to those families who are forced to stay home, but they live by day. They don't have savings, no credit cards, no social media, no communication. How are they going to survive? I mean, it's just a matter of time where that table won't have food.
Yeah.
Their table won't have food and electricity and water. And so I started really thinking about the other, because that's the golden rule. Treat everyone the same way how you like to be treated, right? That's something that my parents taught me always, even when I was lost before, when I didn't have my Catholic faith in the center of my life, still I had certain universal principles that my parents taught me, and one is this one: take care of your brother who is in need, And so I found, I contact Caritas in Mexico, which is, Caritas is the best Catholic organization in the world, And I called him and I said, hey, I want to do something. Why don't we do a campaign together through my movement, Viva Mexico, and you together, and let's donate. ¿Cómo se dice? How do you say this? Let's give to those who are in most need. Despensas. Despensas is like a box of basic food, like milk, beans, rice, oil. I mean, everything that you need to survive for like a month or 2 months, Let's give that, so every table in Mexico would have bread, and in these difficult times, and medical supplies and et cetera. So I started working with them, and it was very successful. We give like thousands of boxes through this voluntary program of heroes who were giving to these families, these boxes of food and medical supplies and everything. But then I said, what else? What else? I turned my house into a training camp of every single, in every single area, school. I want to study more. Okay, what else? Okay, I'm going to have 2 hours of study. Then I'm going to have my spiritual communion. And then my rosary, then my routines of working from home, and then, exercise. I mean, I put the whole day with very strict disciplines, very strict routines. Then I said, what else I can do? And it was March 21st when I said, what's the best thing I'm doing right now here? What is the best thing in the eyes in the relationship with God? Helping others, okay, is good, but what's the best in my day, in my 20 hours or 18 hours that I'm awake? Well, besides the sacraments, taking spiritual communion, it's my rosary. Okay, well, then I need to share this prayer with my followers on Facebook. So I said on Instagram live, hey, tomorrow is Sunday. After spiritual communion, I want to invite you to pray a rosary. I thought 100 people will show up, which is better than me alone. I'd rather pray with 100 people.
Yep.
10,000 people show up, man. And I got scared. This is like a big auditorium full of people with their rosary in their hands from all over the world. And I thought it was going to be only a one-day event. But then I said, no, hold on a second. Let's do it tomorrow too. And then tomorrow too. And then tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. Next thing you know, every day at 1 p.m. Mexico time, Mexico City time, live on Facebook. And then I saw 10 days ahead of me, May 13, mm-hmm. Our Lady of Fatima. I said, oh, hold on a second. Yeah. Let's do something big for Our Lady of Fatima. Our Lady of Fatima tell us to pray the rosary every day.
Every day.
Years ago, tell us to pray every day. And not just in one event, but every day. We will need it. And I said, why don't we just like our Mother's Day, you celebrate your mother every day, right? But there is a Mother's Day once a year where you do something big. Here's the same thing. We pray the rosary every day, but once in a while, we should do something big just to celebrate and to honor what we're doing, right?
Yes.
So challenge, 50,000 people. Imagine, big stadium, soccer stadium full of people with the rosary in their hands praying to God for the end of this pandemic. Come on, people, let's do it. If you're Lady Guadalupe, if Our Lady, how do you say this, operates miracles through one person who prays with all their heart, with faith and devotion. Can you imagine 50,000 people together? Come on. No promotion, no interviews or anything at that time because it was just us in this in social media on Facebook, right? May 13 comes and internet shuts down four times. It was too many. 200,000 people show up live from all over the world to pray the rosary. It was amazing because I was asking God for a stadium of 50,000 people and men of little faith. I thought we're going to get only 20 or 30 maximum. Next thing you know, I saw like 20 stadiums. I mean, more than 200,000 people. It was amazing. It was amazing. And people were asking me, but Eduardo, I mean, you care about the numbers. I care about people. They're not numbers. They're people. Yeah. And our faith is not just for us.
Right.
I mean, the purpose of our lives is the purpose of our lives is to know, to love, and to serve God, to save our souls, and to bring as many as we can. Of course, I want to promote this beautiful prayer, and I want everyone to pray. I don't want 50,000 people, or 1 million. I want the whole world to pray the rosary. Why not? I mean, this is something good for humanity. So I was so grateful, Taylor, the next day that I couldn't help myself. And I said live on Facebook, hey, you know what? 2 weeks from now, May 31st is the end of May. Let's do something big for Haiti. Come on. 1 million, new challenge. Are you with me? Yes or not? Because I cannot do this alone. It has to be everybody, all together. And all the comments, yes, let's do it. Yeah, my father, green lights on, let's do it. It's okay, the boss spoke, Madel, he said, oh, let's do it. And now this is the challenge. I'm inviting everyone to be together. There is more than 1 million rosaries, of course. Millions of Catholics pray the rosary every day. That's not a big deal. We know that. The event here is to bring them together in one event. That's what we're trying to do here, to bring as many Catholics as we can to pray the rosary that day. But there is a lot of people that are going to pray the rosary for the first time on May 31st. I pray the rosary for the first time alone in my bed with a little book trying to learn how to pray the rosary. Can you imagine your first time praying the rosary with 1 million people? How amazing that's going to be, you know?
Yeah, this reminds me, you know, in America in the 50s and the 60s, there was this whole, you know, idea amongst Protestants, you know, let's get these stadium preachers, you know, and they'd get 30,000 people or 40,000, it was a big deal. But it's kind of interesting to think about the power of social media and the internet and harnessing that to do something that Our Lady asked us to do in 1917, when she came down and visited Portugal, went to Fatima, and she had all these messages and visions for the three children. But as I always say, for the lay people, our task is to pray this rosary every day and to do the five Saturdays. We have to pray this rosary every day. And we need to get people. I mean, I end every single live stream saying, pray the rosary every day. If you don't pray the rosary, you're not on the team. This is what heaven has asked us to do. So however we do it, and I think social media is the means right now, because Eduardo, you could go down into a square in Mexico City and start preaching, pray the rosary, pray that. You could do it all day. And you would probably only talk to maybe, I don't know, 10,000 people would hear you.
Right.
But you get on Facebook and people share it and they share it and they share it. And suddenly you have 200,000 people.
And stays there too.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, forever. People can rewatch it.
This is the most amazing thing here is that not only you can reach life, many people worldwide. I mean, the entire planet is connected. It's just amazing, you know. Can you imagine just 2,000 years ago when our Lord told the apostles, you know, two by two, just go. Yes. I said, wow, we are so blessed.
Yes.
Because right now you just can click just one button here, speak, and you can reach the entire world from your corner. Yes. That's what I call the, where I pray here, I call it Rincón Guadalupano, which is the, I don't know if it makes sense in English, but it's the Guadalupe corner.
Yes.
You know, it's like the Guadalupe space in my house, which is, I have a little altar. I have Our Lady Guadalupe. I have the Bible open with a cross that was blessed by St. John Paul II. And I have it there. I have my holy water. I have my rosary. I have a candle, a cirio. I don't know how to say that in English. Cirio, you know, the candles that are in the church.
Yeah.
And pretty much that's it. And that's my favorite space in my house. That's where I go to not only to pray life, but that's my school. That's when I go. I get on my knees right there. And Lord, please help me. I'm a broken instrument with wounds. And I put myself in your hands so you can help me. You're the only one who can create a perfect melody with broken instruments, you know, and out of, ¿cómo se dice? Desafinado, out of tone, out of key, no.
Out of.
But you have an instrument that is not in, out of key, no. No.
Yeah, out of tune.
Out of tune, yeah. Right? So we are broken instruments out of tune sometimes, you know, but in the hands of God, he can create perfection, right?
Yes.
And if the goal is to, he created us to be saints, we're called to be saints. Well, first of all, we know that that's impossible for us, you know, but through through a sacramental life, through a life of prayer, meditation, contemplation, service, helping others, that's how God helped us to achieve that goal, which is to be a saint. Otherwise, we can make it to heaven. In heaven, you have to be a saint in order to go to heaven. And sometimes we don't meditate on that, you know, and we have to meditate on that. Like, life is serious. This is a gift. He's the king of time. He gave us life and time. What are we going to give back to him? What do we do with our lives and with the time that he gave us? And that's why the best investment you can do is prayer, because you are with God. This is not a waste of time. It's the best time invested. And then the consequences of that, then those are the fruits, right? Helping others. Because sometimes we can focus on the, and I speak for myself, in the activism, you know, Marta, 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 you know, Mary has chosen the best part. And sometimes we can be focused on too much. Let's help. Let's do this. Let's do that. Hold on a second. Let's just go back to the basic, to the most important things, spend time with God and let him tell you what to do. Let him heal you. Let the healing begin. Let him, give you the strength that you need so you can become the best version of yourself, so you can achieve your maximum potential by the grace of God, you know, so you can go outside as a warrior, as a soldier of heaven, and to do what you ought to do, you know, what he asked you to do. And we all have different missions, same purpose, different missions. Purpose to know and to love and serve Jesus Christ. What's the mission? Well, everyone has a different mission. But I'm telling you, this is, as you said, social media. I mean, to be from your home right now, from my home, mi casa, tu casa, su casa, and from here to, you can choose to talk about, you know, exercise and to talk about music, and it's good, all is good. But you know what? Right now, I decided to talk about prayer.
Yeah.
And every single day, when I'm in my deathbed, that's how you say it,
yeah,
your deathbed. The one thing that I'm going to feel more proud and that I will remember definitely top one is these moments where in these difficult times, we're talking about the importance of praying to Our Lady.
Yeah. Now in the hour of our death, you know, one of the, to wrap up here, Eduardo, one of the coolest things about being Catholic is sometimes, you know, certain dates or feast days or saints days, things that we celebrate in the church stack up and become more important. And it's interesting that not only is May 31st the last day of May, which is the month of Mary, but it's Pentecost. Pentecost, we read in Acts chapter 2, Our Lady is there with the 11 apostles, with the 11 apostles in the early church, and they've been praying for 9 days, the original novena from the Ascension to Pentecost, and the Holy Ghost comes down in fire because Our Lady's been with it. This is the birth of the church. Our Lady is there to birth the church. And Peter begins to preach, and the gospel goes forth, and it, you know, people say it's the birthday of the church. That's this Sunday. It matches up.
Let me tell you
Did
something.
Did you plan it that way?
No. I have to confess. I have to tell you the truth, you know. When I was so May 13, right? More than 200,000 people. May 14, I'm excited. I'm praying the rosary, and I can help myself, and I said, 1 million rosaries to close the month of May, the month of Mary. I was thinking in our Blessed Mother Mary only. Right. I didn't know it was Pentecost Day yet. I find out like 3-4 days later when my publicist, she calls me and she tells me, you knew that that was Pentecost, right? I said, no. When? May 31st. Oh my gosh, I didn't know. This is a beautiful gift. I was thinking on Mary, and she's the one who chose the day. I was thinking only like, hey, let's do 1 million rosaries to close the end of to close the month of May, and then to remind people to pray every day, of course, right? But then when I find out that was Pentecost, guess what is the first thing I did? I called all my friends, bishops of Mexico, the apostles of our times, and I say, listen, I want your help here. 2,000 years ago, I can imagine the 11 apostles and our Blessed Mother Mary receiving the fire of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. It was the born of the church. It was amazing. So now, 2,000 years later, besides the sacraments, you know, besides the Mass, which is the most important thing, can you imagine if 1 million people from all over the world and the apostles of our times participate in this rosary with the same Mary, praying with us? This could be a big celebration. So next thing you know, they decided, the entire Church of Mexico, the more than 200 bishops, to promote the event, and they're going to be praying with us on all the bishops of Mexico, and not only promote it, not only they are the cardinal, like for example, Cardinal Carlos Aguiar, on Sunday, he told me, Eduardo, on Sunday, we have the Mass at the Basilica of Our Lady Guadalupe at 12 o'clock. So when I finish the Mass, I'm going to tell everyone to connect on your social media, because we are going to unite ourselves in the rosary. So it's going to be apostles from Latin America, bishops from Latin America and Mexico that day praying the rosary with Our Lady Guadalupe right there. That's which is powerful. Going to be the first image that you will see while you're watching the rosary.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is like what a gift from God. And you know what I really love is when I see comments and they share with me, Eduardo, I used to pray the rosary and I abandoned the rosary. Mm. And now I got it back.
Yes.
Or you know what? I enter social media just for curiosity to see, because I heard this actor was playing the rosary. Out of curiosity, now I'm hooked. I'm praying the rosary. It's just amazing, you know, as I said, the power of the rosary of one person praying it, 1 million, hopefully, God willing, asking for the same thing, there's power there. You know, of course, it's going to be for our own personal intentions. And yes, we're going to pray for the, world peace and for the unity of the family and for life. But when we all together for the end of the pandemic, I mean, something powerful will happen. Something powerful will happen with that operation. I have no doubt that by the grace of God, through the help of Our Lady Guadalupe, through the rosary, all together, praying with faith, we are going to shut down this virus.
Amen. And hopefully bring about new graces in the church. Because the church, man, we've been having the last couple of years have been a rough go for the Catholic Church, man. Yeah. Scandals, you know, confusion. So, man, we really need the Holy Spirit right now. We need Our Lady. Our Lady's the spouse of the Holy Spirit. And, man, wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be wonderful if Our Lady intervened? Our Lady of Fatima, Our Lady Guadalupe. She's the same lady. Yeah. She's our mother. What if she intervenes and something amazing happens in 2020?
You know,
I got to ask her.
I got goosebumps, brother. And I think she always does.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at history, Lepanto, and many other battles that humanly were impossible. Like, that's it, impossible.
That's right.
We're dead. And then divine intervention.
Yes.
And the rosary. I mean, Lepanto was Our Lady Guadalupe and the rosary.
Yeah.
We forget. But no, we need to remind ourselves that we believe in a God that makes miracles, that makes it happen, that divine intervention, when we humble ourselves, happens. So I think I have a lot of faith, and how do you say this? I'm trying to translate from Spanish to English. I have faith that that we will see what you just mentioned right now. You know, we will see big things in 2020, and I think there's a there's a lot of young people, and I will say, you know, young people. When I was young, I wasted a lot of time, and I didn't have the rosary in my hand. Mm. Thank God that now it's better later than never. But can you imagine a young person with a rosary in their hand? They become messenger eagles.
Yes.
I mean, they can fly to whatever they want inside of God's love, of course, you know. But I always say, young people, the youth, hold the rosary in your hands every day for the rest of your life. I'm telling you, you will need it. My first rosary ever was when I did my first general confession with Father Justin in St. Michael's Abbey in California. I didn't know what confession was. I didn't know my faith, like, at all. I was there. I knew basic principles only because I grew up in a Catholic family, but we were not practicing Catholics. We were going to Mass once a year only. Mm-hmm. But later on, when I turned 28 and I wanted to really go deep in my faith, I met this wonderful lady who changed my life, my English teacher, who she was helping me with my accent reduction. And she using the Socratic method, asking me a lot of questions of what's the purpose of your life? What do you want to gain in your life? You know, who is God in your life? And many, many questions. Little by little, she helped me to open my eyes and to understand that my life was full of contradictions. And my ego was the center of my life, not God. God was part of my life, but not the center of my life. Not because I didn't want to, but because I didn't know. And how can you love what you don't know, right? So anyway, I remember that's when I met Leo Severino later on. And then we put this production company together because I made a promise to God that I will never use my talents again to do anything that will offend my faith, my family, or my Latino culture. And after I made that promise, I ended up working for 4 years, you know, and I lost everything.
Yeah.
But by losing everything, I found everything that matters in life. And I remember one day when I met Leo in church in Mass, Leo Severino, who became my business partner later on. And together we did Bella, Little Boy, and now Sound of Freedom. All these movies. But I remember I was struggling. I told Leo after Mass, Leo, I don't know how to be practicing Catholic, faithful Catholic, and successful at the same time. And he smiled and he said, Eduardo, Mother Teresa said, we are not called to be successful. We are called to be faithful to God. That is our success. It was like freedom for me at that moment. And I remember finishing the sentence. I said, oh, so if by being faithful to God, success come, it's a blessing, right? Say, yes, thanks be to God. Let's use that success to make this world a better place. But if it doesn't come, you can never compromise, right? Yes, I got it. I'm free now.
Yeah.
And it just changed my life right there, that phrase only, because then I realized, hold on a second, then I have only one goal here, which is, Lord, please help me to be a saint. The rest has to be, you know, below that. And I had it wrong before. For me, before was my career. And you end up compromising little by little because of your career. When you flip it, and now it's heaven. And then the rest has to be below that, in line with that. So anyway, everything changed. Everything changed from there. And now, you know, we are just trying to persevere because this doesn't end until you die. It's an everyday job. It's an everyday work. So we just need to use our time, whatever time we have left, which is a gift from God, to use it to glorify Him in everything that we do. And right now in this TV show, I'm very grateful, Taylor, for what you do. I'm very grateful for this time, very grateful for you. I'm very grateful that we are using our time right now to talk about what really matters, God, our faith, the rosary, and how together, when we pray for each other, that's how we can help each other to make it into heaven.
Amen. Amen. Now, everyone's asking, what time and how do they get on board? So how can we get people all on Sunday together?
Well, it's going to be 1 p.m. Mexico time.
Which is Central Time U.S.
Exactly. Central Time U.S. Live. You click on my Facebook or YouTube or Twitter or Instagram. I recommend YouTube or Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. It doesn't matter. Whatever you feel more comfortable. Right there's going to be live. And then, boom, hopefully we will be 1 million in total in the four social media. And we're going to pray together the rosary. That's simple as that. You know, on Sunday, Pentecost, we're going to be praying with bishops, the apostles of our times, our Blessed Mother right there, all together. It's going to be a beautiful moment. They're saying that when you pray with two, it's like praying like two rosaries. When you pray with three, it's like praying two rosaries. Right. You imagine we're going to be praying 1 million rosaries. We can repair a lot of damage from the past. So this is my opportunity to redeem myself.
Yeah. You know? I mean, this will be the biggest rosary ever. Biggest rosary in human history.
If we achieve it, God allows it, Our Lady allows it, and everybody participates, we all together will be making a history.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Everybody show up. 1 o'clock Central Time. Go to Eduardo's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube.
Yeah.
Hopefully it all. And if one of them for some reason breaks and doesn't work, go to one of the other ones. Hop
and
on.
Just click Eduardo Verástegui and make sure that is the official one, because there is a lot of fake.
Okay.
Just make sure that is la palomita azul, you know, the blue thing, and yes, the official one. Yes. And but it's just click Eduardo Verástegui on Facebook, on YouTube, my channel, and right there we will be live. I invite you to pray the rosary with us, and don't be afraid to invite more people who actually don't pray the rosary. It doesn't matter. Just invite them. They will learn right there. You can teach them right there. They will experience something powerful right there, and it could be the beginning of a transformation. This is the time. If it's not now, when? You know?
Yep. Good. All right. Well, let's sign off here, and we'll pray a Hail Mary and a Glory Be in Latin. You good for that, Eduardo?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's do that. And like I always say, pray the rosary every single day. If you don't pray the rosary, you're not on the team. Our Lady got off her throne in heaven and came down to Fatima, Portugal in 1917 to tell us important things. And the most important thing for the laity is pray the rosary every single day. If you're a dad, lead your wife and your kids in the rosary every single day. All right. Very good. Amen. So we're going to pray the Ave Maria and the Glory Be, and we'll sign off. Oremos.
Beautiful, Taylor. Thank you, brother. God bless you.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus.
Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Our Lady Guadalupe, pray for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Eduardo Verástegui, thank you so much for being with us. And we will all be there at 1 Central on your social media, praying, hopefully, 1 million people talking to Our Lady. Thanks so much. God bless. Godspeed.
God bless, hermano. Take care. God bless.